Oh shit.
Welcome
to Epic Life.
A podcast about what totally rocks.
Who's out to freaking lunch?
Things that are happening to us.
And things that have happened at us.
Hi. I'm Rachel Coster.
Hi. I'm Sarah Hennessy.
And today we have such an amazing vibe experience.
And by that we mean total cool guest.
Yes, thank gosh. Thank God there's a guest. And today it's someone so awesome. And
Let me just put a few words out there. Uh-huh. Friend. Comedian.
Funny. Kind. Funny.
Not a neighbor, even.
Amazing boobs. generally just really hot.
I love her vibe. And her ear, she has cool earrings. Not today, but usually she has cool earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Curly hair and a great new sweatshirt from L Train Vintage. Give it up for Claire Austin Smith.
Hi.
Wow. Welcome to Epic Life Pod.
Thank you so much for having me. It's true, I don't have any earrings on today, but it's my fault because I was late. So
that's totally. Okay. And you were late.
It's well, true. You're keeping me on my toe.
Sarah's like, that's fine. Rachel's like,
I was tapping my little foot.
You were tapping your little foot.
Through the ceiling of the downstairs neighbor. No, I don't give a frick. Also, I wasn't ready until you came, so okay, it actually was perfect.
I'm so glad.
But Rachel did ask. Rachel's actually been the most professional one in our partnership lately.
Well, lately I've just been like, I can't be a fuck up. And so I've been like, I'm
really on top of
new
stuff.
Energy.
I've got to start pulling my weight.
Understandable.
She's pulling her weight, and we're kind of soaring.
We're soaring.
What's
soaring,
that thing called high. When you're like riding bikes behind someone and then you go
tandem?
In their wind.
Their tailwind
or something.
It's headwind. Their airstream.
Airstream. I'm like behind her airstream, and I'm like, this. I'm having the ride of my life.
Someone
yesterday
in the comments
I was at the pool and
tell
I was,
us. Okay,
oh, sorry. No.
No. Tell me about the pool.
We have one review on Apple Podcasts.
What did they say? Go girls.
Yeah, it was something that was spelled incorrectly, but I think intentionally incorrectly, and it was positive.
Okay, that's amazing. And that's good.
That's all we need.
Okay, so you were at the pool yesterday.
Okay, yesterday I was at the pool.
Global warming.
And yes, massively. Basically, everywhere I go is the pool now. I look left and right, it's covered in water and sludge. But yesterday I was at the pool, and I was really fast, so I would like give people a headway, but then I would obviously catch up because I was ripping through, mm-hmm. and I was in the fast lane, so I was kind of expecting more from my cohort. But these two boys that I was kind of just like on the tails of, I was being really annoying, but I kept grabbing their little toes and like looping them.
Are they teens or kids?
They were like men.
They were
gorgeous men. One of them was gay.
Oh,
he had a mustache.
This is at the community center. This is at the community center. Yes.
One of them was really hot. One of them was gay. He was also hot, but not for me. You know what I mean?
But you can tell by the toes.
Yeah. He had pointy little toes.
Are you doing front crawl?
Yeah, I do crawl. And then they were doing like breaststroke, and I'm like, go into the middle lane. Mm. You're fucking slow. I'm ripping through this. I'm so fast it would blow you.
Did you swim?
But sometimes you get behind someone and you get a little bit of their pull, which is so nice. And yeah, I swam.
Were you on swim team?
Yeah, I was swim team basically every night.
And morning.
And no, we didn't have morning, thank God. It was a boarding school.
Okay.
But it was awesome, and it got me out of chapel because when I swam, it was convenient to go to synagogue. I like never really did Jewish stuff in high school except for during swim season because it was just so awesome not to have to do Thursday practice because that was usually the hardest one. And so they would instead just like put me on a bus to go to synagogue.
And God was looking out for you.
It was amazing. Oh my gosh. Did you guys do sports? Yes.
I did swimming. No. Like, I just did swimming lessons and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, everybody, the smell of chlorine takes me back every time. And like, I just get so excited. Mm-hmm. I get such a jazz feeling when I'm going to a public pool. We've already talked about this, but it's one of my very favorite things in the world is that smell.
It's the best thing ever. And when your toes are all like soggy and you like put your socks on and they smell like chlorine and socks. It's like my favorite thing ever.
All my best friends in high school were on the swim team and I quit the high school. I quit the swim team when we got to high school because we started having to do 2-a-day practices.
God, that's
and I was like, I just can't commit to that.
Yeah, do you like to swim still, like for fun?
No, because then I became a lifeguard with them, and the guy who oversaw the beach at Lake Michigan was like psycho, and he made us do like ROTC style training, and we had to do all these crazy swim tests and like sprints, and it was just like a summer job. And I know that people sometimes die in the lake, but no one ever died when we were there, and it kind of like made me too stressed out to swim to work out. because I was so anxious. Yeah. And also, you're like,
you can put the mic a little closer.
Oh, I should put the mic. Okay, really sorry. No, no, no. Tell me, because I'm normally scared about being too loud.
You guys have to
loud.
Go closer, and I actually have to go farther away because of my volume issue.
It's so I thought unfair. I would be Sarah. I thought I would be the Sarah, but I'm actually Rachel.
Yeah, you're being, well, just now. You okay, I kind of really went Sarah mode. Sarah territory.
If you could split, the diff, if you could split the diff between both of our volumes, you'd probably rock it.
Fine. As
I, when I'm editing and I listen back, I'm like, first of all, I never shut up, and I'm too loud.
And I say like way too much.
I love
it's basically
saying like,
every other word I say.
My dad would always be like, okay, interesting. I said the word like. He'd be like, you need to stop saying that, otherwise people won't take you seriously in the world. But I can't stop.
No, also it's like kind of Irish. Like. I feel like they always
going
are saying
down
like.
To the
like, oh, you're right. Like, what are you doing? Like, are you going? Like, I don't know. I think that's like honestly kind of cultured.
It's cultured. It's Ireland cultured.
And also, it's just weird. Every time you listen to yourself, anybody, they're going to notice something weird about how they talk. Unless they're like, I don't know, someone who's really articulate.
Or obsessed with themselves, narcissistic.
Yeah, oh my gosh. When I listen, I go, Rach, stop talking about yourself, you little freak. Ask a question, you sicko.
So you didn't want anybody to die, so you didn't become a... You didn't.
So what's up with you? No. And so you were you a good life
doing a demonic spell. Okay, Sarah, you go.
I want to know what happened with the end of the swimming story.
Okay, the end of the swimming story is that basically I had a lot of fun at working the beach, but it was psychologically torturous. And a girl that I went to high school with who's older than me was really, really, really mean to me. She did not like me. She was kind of mean to all the younger girls. And she was actually on Love is Blind, Queer Love season. And it was really interesting because I was like, okay.
Oh, my God. Which one
she went on a reality show after?
Yeah.
After the best bullied, reality
after,
show.
After she bullied you.
Yeah, years after.
Hold on Love is Blind, I just watched a part of an episode of that.
I feel like I'm scared.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I'm scared
but
she'll
afterwards,
listen.
I'm begging to know who
it was. I will tell you.
Because I love that season.
I will tell you. She
what
was
color was her hair?
Brown.
Oh my God.
So kind of lots of options, you can't tell. But yeah, she was really mean. Maybe she's a better person now, who knows.
God willing.
Didn't get to see the end of her season because Netflix could tell that I was not in the, we know when they cut you off from being a group account. They cut me off halfway through, so I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God, but I know they were starting to do a purge.
They're purging, but now I'm back on.
Sorry, what does that mean?
They're like, I'm on mommy and daddy's account. And they were like, you know, we can tell you're not part of the household, like you have to fucking validate it's some stupid ass shit.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
stupid ass shit.
Yeah that does suck.
So that's the end of the story. And then years later, my roommate, who also was a lifeguard with me, ran into our old boss out at a bar at like a dance party, and
he was running drills.
He was doing push-ups, shirt off.
Hey, good to see you.
He was like, the beach never sleeps. And he did talk to us. He goes, don't you think that was the best job you'd ever have? And we were like, no, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked away.
It sucks. It could be so fun, but someone sucks, and so then it's not.
Also,
100%.
Being a lifeguard should look like this. It's the 80s. You're wearing a cool high-cut one piece.
Yes.
You have wild windsurfing sunglasses on. She's going to yawn a lot. That's what she does usually. But then
it's because I'm on Prozac.
I know, but I don't know. I think you kind of are just a yawner.
No, it's because I never used to yawn before I went on SSRIs.
Are you serious?
I just didn't get enough oxygen. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry.
But no, it was okay. It was a mental hump for me. I had to be like, I can't take it personally.
Oh my God. It has nothing to do with you.
No, but it was hard. I was like,
sorry, Sarah.
It's okay. I've had other friends like that too, where I'm like, they're just yawners. It's not about you.
Oh my God, not at all.
But I'm like, since I'm like a stand-up, if that's like, I'm doing it because of probably a cause and effect from my childhood, I'm like, they're not interested in what I'm saying. Like,
You're flashing back.
But then I'm like, I've worked through that. I'm a fully realized person. And I know that the yawn's not about me. It's about the SSRIs.
Sorry. And sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. What was I talking about? Oh, I was trying to describe what I think a lifeguard should look like.
Hot.
Hot. It should be basically the season 2 of Stranger Things with that hot like Australian actor.
God.
And it's
he
like
so
everybody's
hot.
Like slow-mo walking by the pool, and then like he slowly like puts his glasses down and back up, and then all the like older moms like try to look sexy when he's walking by. That's
and he's like winking at all of them, just like,
yeah, and everybody's having a blast at the pool. That's what it should be like to be a lifeguard. It shouldn't be in Lake Michigan and a man screaming at you that people die there all the time.
And that you need to do push-ups, and you're also 16 years old, and then like all the guys who are 21 like text you to come hang out, and you're like, ha ha,
are you
weird.
I don't don't know about that. I think that might be like a problem.
That was a problem.
I'm really sorry, Claire. It's okay. You deserved a Stranger Things summer.
I deserved a 17-year-old asking me what I was doing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Something age appropriate for the love of Christ.
Oh
my
God. The love of creepy Christ.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
That's cool. What totally rocks these days?
Okay.
What was your favorite summer job? Also,
My favorite summer job. Oh my God. I actually think even though I was just shitting on it, it was being a lifeguard.
Because the other ones were so bad.
No, I love that. It's like you got to take the good with the bad, I guess.
You know, I have to come clean. I worked one day in retail at Crossroads Trading Company and I quit the next day because I hated it so much.
Crossroads is a used store. Mm-hmm. Used store is consignment.
Buy, sell, trade.
Yeah. Buy, sell, trade, Crossroads. It was just like, I hated working retail and I was like, all my friends are outside.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go. Ooh, I'm going to suffer so I can be outside.
I got to say that I was a retail girly. I was retail through and through. I really glamorized it because I think when I was a kid, when I was a baby, one of my favorite toys was the cash register, Fisher Price cash register. I'm talking when I was two or three.
Work-oriented.
Yeah. And I was like putting the little coins in and pulling the lever and giving change to myself.
Did you see John Mulaney's Sack Lunch Bunch where that little girl is like, do you want to play like restaurant? And then he's like, okay. And she's like, okay, it'll be a 5-hour wait. You know what I mean?
No, like, I haven't seen that. I saw his latest special and I really liked it.
Me too.
It was funny. Unpopular opinion,
when he
maybe
became evil.
Yeah, I'm like, be real, bro.
Be
scary.
I like to see dark sides of people.
Be normal. It's kind of being normal.
I think that, yeah, when somebody doesn't have a dark side that's obvious, I think it's almost like it must be festering
worse
or something, but that's not true because I often think of how Hallie Haas doesn't have a dark side at all, and she's pretty well addressed it.
Her dark side is where things are being placed in her kitchen while she has company over. They're not placed in the right way, you'll feel her wrath. Hi, Holly, listen to this.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Yeah, she does have a bit of a juggling act. And
she goes,
like,
that's interesting, and then moves it.
I like that. Actually, but I like that because it's not personal. She's just very, like, it's not passive aggressive, but it's something else.
She's assertive.
Assertive. Totally. Assertive.
When you like what you like, you have to let people know. It's otherwise true. You're not being the real you.
Yeah. You're being fake.
Ooh, also, where else did I I worked in like a used record store.
Oh my God,
sorry, I worked in a video store.
T-shirts.
I worked at a custom t-shirt store. It was always just me at the like job with like maybe one other person. It's all about vibes when you're working retail.
Yeah.
You need people to want to hang there. I get to play my own music. I did like one seasonal job at the Gap when I was like 16 for Christmas, and it was really stressful because they're all wearing headsets and we're so official about everything, and there's like no need. It's basically kind of what makes me, I hated high school, like when there were strict teachers for that reason too. I'm like you're making up these rules, dude. And it was like also kind of the way I am about a certain clubs, like club comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like can't we just be fancy free and like be nice to each other? Why do I have to like pay the piper? Why do I have to kiss the ring? You're making up these rules.
I hang out at the bar for 300 hours. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I recently got added to a group chat on Instagram that I didn't ask to be a part of, where this club comic was like, I'm doing auditions for this show. Like, you guys can come at 5 p.m. and you have to pay $10 at the bar, and then you can audition and I'll send out the spots. There's only four.
Hold on. Was it for New York Comedy Club?
Yeah. No, it was for... I don't know.
West
what it was
End?
For. No, it was for someone's like personal show.
That's
like,
really
what the hell? Bizarre. And then he like sent out a text afterwards and was like,
that's delusional.
Hey guys, like, I know that crowd can be really tough, but like, you should be proud of yourselves. I put you in positions that I knew would be hard for you. And I was like, what's going
See,
on?
This is the thing. This is
it's
like
so weird.
This is what happened when I was like just starting out. There was like only a couple of clubs in Toronto, and one of the owners had such a fucking kiss the ring vibe.
Yeah.
And really like, this is how it's gonna be, and you're gonna be better
it's
for
gonna
it.
It's gonna suck.
But I'm like, I'd rather do comedy in the back of a fucking video store or something with friends.
I just feel like you should, I know people don't do this anymore, but watch a tape. If you want to book people that you don't know or interesting, watch their tape. Ask them for a clip.
Well, it sounds like you might have a good clip.
Or just go to my show.
I have an incredible clip. Just got a new one. Had a bad
really?
One before.
Oh my God. Congratulations.
Not bad, but you know, it gets too old and you're like, I can't
use like,
this.
I can't be this girl anymore.
It is nice to have it feels good to have a good clip so that way you can be like, but like, I don't suck. Or maybe my style, if my style doesn't resonate with your show, then yeah,
that's
please
fine.
Don't book me.
Yeah, but I don't want to perform in front of a bunch of dorks who will not like the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing I was thinking about what rocked.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We want to know.
Okay, I had two things. One is cooking with butter.
Oh, my
God. It needs to come back.
Literally?
Hold on, you're talking to the right person. We got a Kerry Gold over here.
Oh my God, I'm a Kerry Gold girl. But I, like, growing up, it was always just, like, everyone's always, like, don't cook with butter. It's just so bad for you.
Olive
like,
oil spray.
Use olive oil.
Canola oil spray.
Do whatever you can to not have any fun and make your food taste like absolute shit. And then you start using butter and stuff. Nothing changes except that you have a way better time.
You're like, everything's so
more flavorful.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Garlic and butter is literally, like, I'm sorry. My olive oil is good, but it's different. Garlic and olive oil. I mean, garlic and butter. Anything in butter, put it on pancakes, put it on toast. You should have fun. I literally would rather have one piece of toast and twice as much butter than two pieces of toast and
not
no butter. Or like
Your voice was like magical when you were like, oh, butter on the toast. You were like coming down from, you know, above to tell us, which is true.
Robbing ourselves of joy.
Yeah.
Is so wrong it's when true. It's something so simple.
Life is short.
It's true, and I just feel like cooking with butter was like I had that same experience growing up about cooking, but I've been using it lately. I ran out of olive oil and just had butter, but like I was like, oh, this makes a difference. It's
what did
so
you make? Tell
good.
Us what you made that brought you back to the on the butter train.
Okay, I made scrambled eggs and butter.
Oh my god,
so fucking good! And then I made I sauteed some mushrooms in butter. Which kind of, like, everything. People still do that in recipes and stuff, but, like, just a casual little mushroom and butter scenario. And also, my mom was one of those people who was like, I don't like eating bread.
Oh, it's just... Your mom was like that?
Yeah, she was just like I don't eat bread because she said it would irritate her gut, which is, like... yeah.
Sorry, maybe, hold on.
No,
maybe
it's, like, a perfect...
Is she gluten intolerant?
Never, not medically, but, like, she feels that way, which... She's empowered to do so, but I feel like when you grow up with a parent like that, you're like, bread is bad. It's like wellness culture meeting diet culture.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, you know,
and it's
fucking
also,
40 years ago or whatever.
There's also massive fads. Like, we all know that in, like, the 80s, everybody was like, you know, fad is bad. But then now it's like, fad is very good for you. And it's good for your brain function. It's good for, like, your nails and your hair. It's good for everything. Adaptogens to help you absorb other stuff.
Fat's good. Butter's good.
I guess it's
and
just,
it rocks.
Yeah.
And what is a life if there's no butter in it? It's like so upsetting.
It's true.
Oh my God.
I know. Honestly, I really like it. Like, I feel like you kind of opened something wide open for Rachel because this is like a true point of passion for Rachel.
Yeah, thanks, Claire.
Butter girls. Oh my God, I want to go to Butter Girls.
I want to say something.
Yes.
I have a friend who has a fear of butter.
Why?
Yeah, his name's Dan Gallia. He's a comic in Toronto.
Get his ass.
And
name him on
the
pod.
His parents would trick him into eating it, and they would just call it shiny toast.
Shiny toast.
When he was a kid. And then when he figured out, he's like, hey, we made all that shiny toast.
God. That is so... Can you imagine going to your friend's house being like, oh, do you guys have... Can you make me shiny toast?
And they're like, butter on toast? You're like, no, there is no butter. It's just kind of
wet.
No,
he's
wet.
Like, I don't like butter.
Yeah, he's like, it's disgusting. I only eat it as a form of light. Describes me as a form of light.
Funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever had egg in a hole?
Yeah. My boyfriend loves to make egg in a hole.
It's so random. I don't know why it works, but it just
It's good. You're kind of like the egg is now...
I thought it was toad in a hole.
Yes, it's called both.
No one's ever called
it. I think it's more British if it's toad in a hole because it sounds more disgusting, which is what
British
people like to do with their
British
food.
British people will call something so embarrassing. Like a grown man will be like, a sweepy tart, a cleepy, like,
okay,
a scoopy tart.
I whirly twirly down your chimney sweep.
And you're like, you're trying to have sex with me, obviously.
Yeah, and then he's like, no, I'm trying to... bless
like,
you, my child.
Yeah, it's a priest. But I saw this TikTok. This woman was making like a tart with ham in it, and she's like, "We're going to make flat ham pie." And I was like, "Flat ham pie?
Yeah, you
that
made
sounds
sound
like you ran
worse.
Something over. Like, stop, stop this. Call it something else."
It's bananas.
Oh wait, I was gonna say something about the butter.
Trying
this. That's a good song. This influencer went on a trip to Ireland, sponsored by Kerrygold. On like a butter tour of Ireland,
this is
and I was like,
"Rachel's dream."
My eyes just glazed.
I know. I'm like, "That's. I need to start becoming an influencer and be like, I eat a spoonful of butter every day."
I learned how you can become an influencer.
Ooh,
how?
By being on a reality show, and then after you have your numbers go up, and you can be an influencer. That girl who bullied you. So you, I'm sorry, literally. You got to sacrifice your dignity, and you have to do that if you want to be a Kerry Gold influencer.
Should I go on Love Is Blind, break up with my boyfriend? It would work for me. I'd be married.
Yeah,
it would work.
You never know. It could be awesome. You could sell sunglasses for $15.
Yeah, that would be the life. PacSun influencer.
Oh my God. Love Is Blind is so funny. I've only watched half an episode, but I just feel like it's basically should just be called like Crush Mobile. It's about
my arm got tired.
I feel like a police officer. No. I like I'm sick.
Podcast cop.
Also, like because I'm so tired, I'm like being really rude, and I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's okay. We can not edit this out into a super cut of your rude moments.
Oh, I'm thinking and use it as meanest teaser. Thoughts. Oh my God.
Teaser trailer.
Yeah. I honestly, you know it's so funny. Well, me and Rachel get along really well, I've noticed.
And I'm ruining it.
No. No, yeah, you're kind of fucking up
my vibe. Wow, you're really bringing to light how much I like Sarah and really...
No, but this is what I was going to say. But Rachel's also really funny when she's being mean to people. So I feel like what we got to do at we have a live show October 23rd. I'm going to bring somebody up, a bunch of people on stage for you to be mean to in succession. No. Yeah, I think that'll be funny. Because like I don't want you to be mean to me, but you're also very... I want to set you up for success, though.
You can... You could get people to volunteer who like enjoy getting...
I can only be mean to like straight boys who have everything they want and think I'm like a little charming.
Exactly. There'll be someone at our show.
Yeah,
like an adorable little guy.
Yeah.
I like can't be mean to girls and I can't be mean to gays, but a straight guy who has everything he needs.
That's what I'll do.
Rachel's so weird.
I'm gonna go into the crowd, Sally Jesse Raphael style, and I'll be like, if you're a straight white kid, like stand up. White boy, and I'm like, get on stage, and then you're gonna like just like roast them a bit. You can ask them a couple questions and make fun of them. And I'm like, get back in your chair.
I think
we'll do a few people.
I think I like the idea. I feel like none of them are gonna stand up though if they feel so targeted. I think you should go, who's wearing loafers tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, great idea. Now we're talking. This is a good pitch.
Do like a psyop.
Who's got a Brooks Brothers shirt somewhere?
Yeah, who's
in
wearing
closet?
Carhartt? Yeah.
Exactly. Ooh, we're gonna get both. We're gonna get like the fintech guys, and then like the people who are like, yeah. I'm a creative director.
I hope some fintech guys come to the show. My gosh, I love when guys come.
I know. Yeah, we do love it. But then, but you're kind of like, you're flirty mean. You're not like really mean. They'll like it. It's like you're doming them a bit.
Yeah, exactly. My friend had a pay pig once. And then she ended up not being able to do it because she was like, I can't be mean to him. And I was like, does he think I'm hot? I'll be mean to him, please.
Hold on, like, say that again. She had a what?
A pay pig.
So oh, they, a pay pig. Like, I thought you said bae-bae.
She had a bae-bae.
And then she couldn't be mean to him. And you're like, I can. I can be mean to him.
And I took the bae-bae. I was mean to
give
it.
Give me a bae-bae. You are so ugly, little poop boy.
Yeah. You can't read.
What are you saying? Those aren't words.
I'm hitting the baby.
Yeah.
Don't
this
speak
kid
to
does
me.
Not have a degree.
Yeah. Mm. Embarrassing.
Okay, so then what happened? So a pay pig? Can you explain what that is again?
A pay pig is where you're like, I think you're sexy, and there because I think you're sexy, I want you to be mean to me.
And I'll give you money when you do it.
Yes, exactly. And so like...
Okay, that would be actually good for your age.
Yeah. One time I had a guy send me $20, and I was like, what was that for? He was like, I just love spending money on girls. So I was like, oh, can you send me another $20? And the guy goes, oh, I'm actually kind of broke right now because I'm in college. I was like, I'm 25. You cannot be sending me money from college where you're broke.
That anyway. Is so funny. He was aspiring pay pig.
Men are so strange. Pay pig like anything.
Who's out to lunch for you?
Okay, I think what's really out to lunch is having to write the word segs instead of sex.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going
great,
to do
great
that.
Call.
I'm never going to do that. And I got my clip taken down like so many times and just had to realize I couldn't post it on TikTok, like a stand-up clip where I said it. And it just really bums me out because I'm like, this is like play pretend.
Yeah.
Like, why can't I fucking write the word sex? Mm-hmm. I have to go segs.
I guess because there's a bunch of toddlers looking at your page, like they're just afraid of that happening.
We need better regulation of toddlers online. No, TikTok is like anti-sex, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And
it's conservative and
oh wow,
nasty.
Like all of the so many of the online, like honestly, except for Twitter, I guess, but like they've all become like crackdown. But I feel like it's so infantilizing to be like, I have to say segs. It pisses. Christ, my goddamn
ears. Also, I don't
ears.
Like it. It sounds like eggs.
Yeah,
eggs like look so embarrassing to read like an adult, right? Like it literally, like, I know it's just
It takes you out of it for a second and you're like,
Someone had to go in and change
this comment
that.
This comic had to do that for their... And then you start realizing that people are writing their own captions and you're like, our lives are shitty.
Literally, I've seen some of the greatest minds of our generation write the word sex. And I understand why they're doing it. It just pisses... It just, or it's not, unalive. I don't blame them. Yeah, unalive. Or I saw one that was V card, but it was the letter, like, to say virginity, and it was the letter V in the credit card emoji. And I was like, I'm decoding hieroglyphics of... anti-sex.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Like a puzzle. That's like a puzzle. That's like a bumper stumper.
A bumper stumper.
Bumper stumper.
A new word alert. New word
What's
alert.
A bumper stumper.
There was like a Canadian program for tweens that was that it was basically that people had to decode hieroglyphics, and then Incredible. They're like, "Welcome back to Bumper Stumper," and like all the contestants sat in different like cars,
oh my
and
God.
Then they're like
yeah, I was like, "What's the car
like,
thing?"
Yeah, they're like. V card.
Oh my gosh.
Virginity.
Did you ever watch Zoom growing up?
Yeah. Because you guys talk in Ubby Dubby.
What's Ubby Dubby?
It was like the language they would use on Zoom sometimes.
Ooh.
I could not figure it out.
I can
never
speak
felt so stupid.
A like, certain kind of gibberish that this girl Kaylin taught me
is
in high school.
Itigoo.
You just put Ithaca in between. It's so stupid.
I like feel like talking about this takes me back to that time in my life where people were doing that around me and I could not. Like, I could not figure it out. Like, I was like, I don't understand this. I'm too stupid.
I remember just being kind of elated when people would, say a full sentence at me. Because I'm like, I got my name. I know that one.
My sibling and our neighbor used to have a whole language that they developed. And, like, I never went over there because I, like, had my own life going on. But Lucky was always going over to the neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And they could talk, like, about anything. In this language that made absolutely no sense. And it was so awful. I would just be like, okay, I'm going to do some like flips in the pool while you guys talk it up.
I like
losers.
That.
So I'm doing annoying.
I love that you're doing flips in the pool. I just picture that being like, I don't know what you guys are saying.
That's
flip,
good.
Splash. That's the rock.
My friend's nephew, when he was like 6 years old, would like always talk to himself in this language that he had made up that was consistently the same, like it had like rules and stuff. Ooh. And his mom would be like,
Prodigy.
Where did you like learn that? Why are you? And he goes,
he's like, the man told me. Sorry.
No, he would be like, this is what I spoke before it came out of you, mommy.
Oh,
and he like,
imagine
the veil was thin between
no,
him and the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I want
now
children.
No, they're so spooky.
And that's kind of, they don't tell you about the secret language they remember from before they were born.
Yeah, people are excited that they're going to kind of look like you, but I'm like, but they are also raised in another life by other people.
Exactly. Karma or the souls, whatever. They're coming back. Basically.
I think that's really good. Rach, tell me what rocks for you right now.
Totally rocking is that I've been I don't really know. My life
Something
doesn't feel
rocks.
So good.
Something
My
rocks.
Life doesn't feel so good.
There's gotta be one thing that
okay,
rocks.
Okay, I
you're wearing
got,
cool eyeliner that's like
thanks,
red.
Thanks. I guess I'm
that
kind of
rocks.
Cool eyeliner.
That's like what a pop punk princess would do. Is that what you are?
She's thinking
oh,
about
you know
men.
What rocks? You know what rocks is, and it's not right, but a bag of salad.
Ooh, okay.
Salad in a bag from the grocery store is the
Chinese
best thing
chopped
ever.
Salad in
yeah.
bag is my favorite.
It's freaking rocks.
Really? It's good.
Where yeah. y'all getting this shit from? Man?
I got it from
Food
the
Town
supermarket over there. I remember during the pandemic watching my dad eat these bags of salad, and I was like, that's so bad for the environment, and also just like looks so
yeah,
upsetting.
It is
but then I started
the
doing it, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Why
yeah,
not
it
live
makes
a
it
life.
Easier for you. I think yeah. whatever gets those veggies in your bodies, that's what you got to do.
What's your favorite flavor?
I never had it.
Ooh.
I'm kind of
avocado
like
avocado fiesta.
Oh, I know that one.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like avocado.
It comes with a sauce too.
Yeah, it comes with a dressing, and I put in my own little thing. Like yesterday, I put my own avocado in and
Ooh.
Some chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
And it was so
I love when you use chicken nuggets as salad toppings. You do that.
I think it's healthy.
Keep me doing
that. Ingredient.
It's like bread. It's like breadcrumbs and a chicken in the same thing.
It's
you know
so
what I
true.
Mean?
It's allowed.
I think there's
so
nothing
fun.
Wrong
I'll allow
it.
You're reinventing the wheel over here. That's cool as hell.
One time I like was vegan for like a year, and I do you know Eitan Bachlin who was a
I
vegan.
I love Eitan.
He's the funniest guy ever.
I know his. I don't know him, but I know of him.
He like left just as you arrived.
Mm-hmm.
He's the
he
best.
He's in LA.
Oh, he's really good friends with Marissa.
Yeah, he okay. rules so hard.
He's also going to LA.
I know. Yes. Boo, Marissa, yeah. don't move there. I love you.
I don't know. I think people got to live it up.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
she'll have an amazing lifestyle.
I support
lifestyle.
Her.
You got to follow your heart.
But I like went to a mic and I was like, oh my god, Eitan, like my fellow vegan friend. I just had the most amazing, like, nuggets. I thought they were, like, they literally tasted so much like chicken, but they weren't. And I was like, oh, my God, they were so good. Like, and I texted him all the information. He was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to try them. And I get home, and I was like, oh, my God, these are amazing. And he's like, Rachel, those are chicken nuggets.
You broke your vegan hardcore.
And it kind of proves something there, you know, kind of proves
they
that.
Just put veggies in the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
It was like, it was called veggie chicken nuggets. And I was like, what? Veggie chicken nuggets. But veggie chicken nuggets.
Why would combo? It's like a combination. That is so funny.
That's misleading as hell.
So confusing. And I don't have that much like media literacy.
We need to bring back media literacy. People are so dumb.
Dude, it's bananas.
They're so
I don't think there ever was any.
Oh, yeah. We said this.
But that's exactly what we said last time. But I mean, because it is an issue.
I feel like it used to be something like.
Hot button.
When I was growing up, I'm 33. Oh, my God. I almost said I was 32. But I'm 33.
Don't lie on our podcast. Yeah. This is a real thing.
I just forgot because my birthday was a month ago.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, girl.
Thanks.
My body language is kind of making it so it looks like you guys are at a table and I really want to get invited. I'm like trying so hard to
I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's really turned funny. Away from
yeah,
you.
You're totally turned away from
okay,
me.
Okay, here, I'm coming
I'm
back.
I'm staring directly in
It's just
eyes
really
now.
Funny because it's like you guys got a table for two, and I'm like, maybe one day I'll be friends with them.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Sarah. Here you go. I'm back in.
It's okay.
We're opening up the space. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
The space needs to be open. Thanks for receiving what I had to say. And it was really cool that y'all made an adjustment.
Totally.
Sorry, what were you guys about to tuck into some sort of cool rant?
Oh, I don't remember.
I kind of ruined it.
No, you opened up us.
You're 32.
I'm 33.
You're 33.
I'm 33. Oh, yeah. So, like, the internet
Jesus
was invented
year.
When I was in middle school, and we started using it.
I'm at the other table and going, Jesus year. Okay.
Hi, Sarah.
Okay,
can you pass the salt and pepper?
It's cool. Tell
we're going to send you a drink
can you,
over.
Can you get her own check?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, we're paying together, and then she's paying separate.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So, tell us again. You're 33. You're in your Jesus year. And what happened?
Oh, I just Internet? Feel like in schools they were like, we need to teach these kids how to use the computer because of To Catch a Predator
computer
and,
class.
Yeah, and then people would like go to meatspin.com in class. And
what's meatspin?
It would just be it's a penis going around in a circle. It was just a video.
Oh,
of
that's
that.
Fun. I remember. GIF, remember? Maybe? Yeah, remember GeoCities
right.
vibes? Like, yeah, you would just go to a full website just to watch one penis spin,
and you'd scream, "Oh no!" And then try and exit before the teacher came. Anyway, that I guess I'm just proving your point. Media literacy never worked. We're all going to meatspin.com still.
Yeah,
people who don't understand meat things.
Spins. I remember logging
meat
onto the internet
a sick
for the
name
first
for like
time.
A show or like a band.
I agree. It's so true. Meatspin the show is really funny.
Yeah. Hey, yo, come on, come to Union Hall. We're putting on Meatspin. We really need the numbers high, or else they won't let Meatspin come back.
Yeah, really
Meatspin needs
this.
To come back.
Was it a real dick? Was it like a?
It was a real dick that some guy was like. You only saw the dick.
Was it like he was like spiraling?
Yeah,
like that?
It was, and it oh was just God. Like an animated GIF that looped and it would be like woo woo woo.
Was there balls and body behind it, or just like a loose dick?
No. I think there are balls and body, but you're kind of just focused on the dick, so I don't really remember. I don't really remember it fully. But yeah. Anyway, my mom always posts fucking Facebook videos. Love you, Mom. Don't watch this. that are like about chakras, and at the end it'll be like, don't trust the government. And her friends are like, why does it say that at the end? And my mom's like, I don't know.
Oh my God, the wellness to QAnon pipeline is like this short.
Yeah.
It's like kind of crazy how much it's like you would think being like a hippie who's like, ooh, eat flax. And then it's like, seed oils will kill you. Barack Obama was not born.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like mm-hmm. Kind of bananas.
Wait, can I read something to you guys?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh my
it?
God, I love when people
okay,
read to me.
Okay, so I saw this girl, one, you guys aren't going to see this.
Oh yeah,
she's
you posted this yesterday
crazy
and I couldn't
post.
Understand.
Oh yeah, can you read it?
She's
explain the visual and then read.
Okay, the visual is a woman is standing and she's jutting her chest forward and sticking her arms out like a little bird, like a baby bird.
Yeah, she's bent to the waist.
Yes. Oh, perfect. That's those are the words I needed. And she says, ladies, put down the dumbbells and do this instead. Dumbbells equal heavy metal, very bad for ovaries, plus they could fall right out. Centripetal force equals ovaries stay in heart. Ovaries belong inside, just like you. Take my 12-minute expert course to learn more about the dangers of working out in a very normal way. Oh, wait. Now maybe I'm thinking she's joking, but it's presented so real.
That seems serious to me.
I don't know.
Let me see.
I feel like I'm literally proving the point of why we need media literacy. I just thought it was real, so I posted it.
I mean, I don't know. Typical. Yeah, you'll have to investigate by checking out her page to see how comedy she is.
That girl does not look like she knows how to tell a joke.
She looks like she listens to Red Scare.
Laura Body Friendly Fitness. Dear Fit Talk, this is... Oh, no, she said Dear Fit Talk. Yeah, she said Dear Fit Talk, this is what you sound like.
I got.
Okay. You got hard. I
got. But you know what?
You got.
But you know what we did? You know what we just did as a group? We just did a media literacy.
We so true. Claire's dumb.
No, or you guys did. I was just sort of over here.
You were just
Sarah's waiting for her apps. She hasn't gotten her apps yet.
We were excited at the prospect of someone being an idiot, which is honestly so exciting.
It's so fun.
And so
I'm sorry, Laura. You were actually really funny and smart.
Yeah, hilarious. Oh my god, it worked.
Sarah, what rocks for you this week?
Yes, Sarah, what's rocking?
Well, let me open up. What first thing that rocks is I got to start a new notebook, which I'm stoked about.
Where do you buy your notebooks?
I'll go to some whatever stationery store.
You have to go to McNally Jackson and DeKalb Market and then go downstairs and go to the mochi station and get a hot mochi with Nutella in it. Ooh. Or the fried mochi with Nutella in it.
Okay. Yeah, so you go ahead and get yourself a treat right after you get yourself a new book. Actually, that sounds great.
It's the best thing ever.
I would love to go there. Oh, I would say what rocks was Claire's housewarming party is top of my list.
Oh my god,
that feels so special. Claire,
your house Claire had a housewarming amazing. Party.
First of all, everybody, don't dox us, but Claire lives 20 seconds from our house now. Yeah, she lives right across the street, and she had a housewarming party, and I was going to a show to see a cool band, and so Rachel went for first wave and then left for something else, and I went for second wave. So the Epic Life was covering the full party.
You guys kind of did like a baton. Time. A we baton pass.
Chips in the night.
And I loved everyone I met there.
And also, so nice. Claire and Toller so made, had amazing pizzas that they made. And piss. Tiramisu.
Oh, yeah, the piss cocktail.
They had the most delicious piss cocktail. Did you have any of that?
I had something different.
It was phenomenal.
I don't think I had the piss. Tell us about it. Okay. Open up.
So
it's like amaretto sour. Piss.
It was it's called a painkiller.
Oh, a painkiller.
It
made
a painkiller. But then what you do is, because it has citrus in it, you add milk to it. It becomes this disgusting curdled slop that was like living in our fridge. And then he took it and he strained it. And so what happens is like it like blends all the ingredients or something, so they're smoother on the tongue, on the palate. And then it's like very delicious and velvety tasting because it had like milk fat in it.
Whoa. It was butter. Unbelievable.
And it was so good. I had like five.
That's basically
them.
Butter.
I couldn't stop. I was drinking it like water. I
couldn't
really drunk.
Believe anything could taste so
But it was really good.
Yeah. You had four different types of pizzas that you guys made from scratch. Y'all are beautiful cooks. Ooh,
crazy.
They're foodies and it's really fun and yummy.
I love to host.
And me and Alexis.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
I was having a hard, having an issue and I went to like a silly little issue and I went to get some wine and Alexis was there. And so she had to hear me ask the lady, can I have the absolute cheapest thing?
Well, then you go to Simple Syrup.
That's
yes.
So
and Alexis was
I
like,
love that place.
Alexis was like, can I have like a gorgeous Portuguese green wine? And the woman was like, yeah, it'll be blank. Expensive amount of
$300.
And then I was like, can I please have like the cheapest thing that you have? And so it's like,
and
no
your voice
problem.
Is just going like,
and she was like, what's that? I said, the cheapest thing you have. And she goes, sorry, I can't hear you. The cheapest one, yeah, please. I'll do a layaway.
I feel like you should just go to a bodega to get cheap wine or some shit.
I made it.
Or the liquor store.
I should have bought chips.
It was all good. Dude,
it was
great.
It was so cool. And I like the way y'all decorate. And I really like, I thought it was a cozy space. Really kind people. All the people I didn't know were really cool chatting.
That, I feel like.
A lot of handsome guys.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
All right. Hey, guys.
Not when I was there.
They all felt gay.
It was the doghouse. Looks wise when I was there.
It dropped off, Sarah. The
the second wave didn't have hot guys. I was just, that's why I was kind of really zeroing in on the food so hard. I'm like, well, nobody here. I don't want to boink anyone here. So I'm just going to crush some za.
I feel like New York apartments are too small to have big enough parties for people to find someone to boink.
Yeah.
You need a
that's
party big
true.
Enough.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, okay.
Well, Target's the big ones maybe are always like no, just maybe all I'm comedy wrong. People or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to boink any of these people.
It's too well known.
It's disgusting.
I know. You got to go outside of your social circle. That's what it's all about.
Sorry. Love a new friend group.
Yeah, a new friend group. Sort of say kind of it makes your life better.
I agree.
It's harder to when you're trying to hook up with like somebody in your social group. It's like there's too much pressure and then people like overall don't usually want to like ruin the friendship, and the friendship does get ruined if you hook up. So
I feel like it's high stakes. I don't know. I feel like I haven't had friendships ruined, but
they change.
You're just not as good as friends.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I guess, call that a ruined friendship. But like, maybe it's not ruined, but I don't know. I need to meet up with somebody just like with only romantic intentions.
I have a friend.
That's what works best for me so far.
I've never dated a friend.
Yeah. I mean,
I've dated people I met to date.
Really? Mm-hmm. I dated mostly people who were like in my world a lot. Like that I would see, like either I worked with them or like I went to school with them. What?
I'm fucking up the mic again. I keep doing this and my arm gets tired.
I know, it's so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's okay. What was I gonna say? Yeah, like I remember even like it's like proximity. I remember like reading that like Modern Love book, and it did a study about how all the people who were dating each other in different decades, like it's like always people who went to school to each other, lived in the same building, lived in the same neighborhood. It was always a proximity thing, and then now we're in the we're in the day and age where it's like people want. Nobody wants to lock anything down because they're obsessed with what could be better.
Yeah.
And then also people have, there's more long distance relationships. People are on apps all the time. And like, it was like framed as this bad thing. But for some reason, it's like, I think that.
It's nice that you don't have to date your next door neighbor.
Exactly right. I thank you for saying that.
I mean, I think there's a lot of issues with it, and it is like overwhelming. And it's
really overwhelming,
but
I think it's also your mindset. If you feel like, if you feel like. This
also, I wouldn't want to date someone who hasn't done that investigation in their heart.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you were still with the very first person you dated. Just picture for one second. Who were they? What was their vibe? What would your life be like now? Around the horn.
Mine would be bad.
Tell us who it was.
The first guy I ever dated went by the name Tim Poison. He was
obsessed with Tim Poison. That's actually
hot,
an
and honestly,
name.
Get back together with him.
No,
that's like a lead in an animated series that I want to watch. Tim Poison.
He was in a punk rock Tim band. Poison. Like the punk rock fad. I was really punk in high school and
totally with Sarah.
Yeah, that was one of Sarah and I's many bonding moments.
Yeah, but you won't go to hardcore shows with me.
I never liked hardcore. I needed like
or any punk rock stuff. Maybe you would go to stuff that's hard. You like to sit. That's the thing.
Now I've aged out of my punk abilities.
A lot of people are like, I want to sit. I'm like, you can't sit here.
I know. I have to really like the band to not want to sit.
You have to be up. You have to be up for a stage.
Anyway, he was the first boy I dated. And
what was he like?
I don't know. We like met at a punk rock show, and then he asked me out on AIM, and I was like, very much
on
like
AIM?
I literally was like still growing out my mushroom cup from middle school and like thought had my self-esteem fucking for the floor. And
that's
I was
exciting,
just like,
though.
Yeah, let's date.
Isn't it so crazy?
Would your life be like?
I'd be living in the Chicago suburbs. He would be working at Guitar Center, and I would be an accountant.
Sounds
or something.
Sounds kind of nice.
No. And he was like, really mean to me.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay.
Tim Poison, you got a check yourself.
Your days are numbered, bitch.
Well, you know, I feel like I used to do a joke about him, and then one time I did this performance piece about him. Because it was, honestly, it's really funny to date a guy named Tim Poison. Sorry.
It is so funny. It's the best name
sorry!
That's ever happened.
You did that to yourself.
Can't wait to tell everybody.
And he, like, found the performance I did, and he, like, was like, I'm really sorry that I, like, bullied you. But also I don't remember doing any of that. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like,
I take full responsibility for this thing that I don't think I did.
And I was like, I'm not responding to you. He used to message me in college and be like, my girlfriend just broke up with me. And now like, I'm finally as messed up about her as I was about you. And I was like, what are you talking about? We dated when we were like 15 and 16 years old for 6 months. Like, I don't know how to help. We shouldn't be talking.
What a legit dork.
Yeah.
I really like the Guitar Center detail of what you would be at now. How about you, Rachel? Can you tell me who was your first boyfriend or girlfriend, and what would it be like now if you lived together? I mean, if you were still together, still be together.
And you'd be living together. Let's be real.
Yeah, you'd be married. Tell us everything. Or do a sketch. Like, sketch it out.
Just would be like
charcoal drawing.
I think I would just be like really like anxious about like how like messy I was, or
aww.
I don't know. It was
hold on.
Like
no, can you no? You are, okay? Answer the first question. Okay. Who was your first person?
A clean freak.
Yeah.
I don't. He was a nice guy. He was in college. Oh. He was nice, and I didn't have any boyfriends in.
So I'm
high
the sketch artist. I'm trying to sketch nice. Give us some. We need some details.
He's
here.
Like a. I don't want
what
to.
Kind of, what did the pants look like? People
like
always had weird
corduroys.
Pants. Corduroys? Okay, now we're talking.
Now we're talking brown hair.
What kind of music do you listen to? Or what did he get up to for fun?
Why did you guys break up?
Interest? I need a couple characteristics. I'm a cartoonist now.
It was because we didn't.
Dodging.
What's happening? She's going back into the void.
She's literally falling and something backwards really fucked down. Up
is gonna happen.
She's circling down in a dream.
I just
right
feel
now.
On the spot.
Oh.
Okay. So the first person you were with was a nice person wearing corduroys.
Yeah. But, and so, it just didn't really work. We weren't right for each other. Yeah. I was like really, really crazy, and he wanted to like have a wife and like be a grown up.
Oh yeah.
And I had like maybe 15 more years of being a child.
Yeah. Oh and really? So there's a big age difference.
No, he was like 1 year older than me, but he was just ready for adulthood, and I was it's like, so I want to have fun.
This is the thing about age, though. I think it's like it's the way that it's truly just a number. Like I remember being in high school, and a girl I was friends with was honestly 80 years old. She was like so she yes. was my exact age. She was 16, but the way she behaved was like the like such a granny, and it was so funny to me. And like people have their forever age. I definitely feel like I'm forever 16 years old. Mm. My vibe is I'm running up to you in the cafeteria and I'm like, guess what happened? Oh my god, great outfit.
Like you're seeing a cigarette out back. Yeah,
I did just puke.
I ate so much milk, I puked.
Yeah, exactly.
I ate.
You want to walk to first period with me?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You walk me and then I'll walk you tomorrow. Okay, you walk me to mine, I'll walk you tomorrow. Oh, that's still my
plan.
Vibe. And so what's your forever age?
My forever age, I think, is like, I would say like 11. No, because I'm like sometimes I'm such an adult, like when I'm like making out. But when I'm doing anything that's not like making out or fucking, I'm like a child. Like especially at jobs, I'm like, you want me to do what? With who?
When? When's recess?
Yes. I think it's just like when people tell me what to do, I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, I just really am like such a child about so much stuff. It's kind of embarrassing.
So maybe you're more like 10?
Yeah, I think I'm like 13. My stomach is like huge. I'm sticking that thing out.
Yeah.
Wearing my shorts rolled up.
The Sophie's?
Sophie shorts. You and a sugar lip tank top. Doubled over. Because I didn't want to wear a sports bra because they were uncomfortable.
Yeah, that person's not going to get along with corduroy nice. Forget it.
Did that one stop?
I don't know. It's flashing.
It's like so hard to know. Oh, it's low on battery. Whatever.
Okay, cool.
What about you?
And who was your first boyfriend?
Actually, you know what? My first boyfriend is a real ace in the hole. I honestly rocked it with the first boyfriend. My first boyfriend was 10 out of 10. And I think we would be probably a little bored and sexless if we were together still.
Interesting.
But we really were both like really enthusiastic, like artistic people.
That's cool.
And we were together for a long time, and he was really nice, and we had so much fun making out, and we would always go to his house and make out and like hook up and stuff like that, and his parents would let us.
Oh my god,
that's so cool.
But yeah, he was like really like kind and fun, and he liked to sing a lot, and he was like a good drawer and everything.
Aww.
And we're friends on Instagram, but he definitely has a wife who's so cool, and we were friends with her then too, and I'm like really happy they ended up together because they're a really good pair. That's okay.
And it ended on a perfect note.
But I will say this. Audio's still bumping.
Yeah. Alrighty. Don't say anything worth making a video about, but have some fun still.
Okay. But they have two kids, so it's really funny. It's like, wow. It's really when they first got married, that was like such a crazy feeling. It was like somebody kind of like, I don't know, like the wind got knocked out of me for a second, because it's like the passage of time to realize that is such a weird feeling. And then to see that they have two kids, I'm like, whoa. But also it makes me go, I don't want that.
No.
Yeah, it's like
I want to be with the right person, and I want to have like an awesome, fun life, but I don't see myself kind of doing that type of life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like interesting. It's always interesting to see like alternate reality. You're like, oh, I could have chosen this.
And there's some stuff that I regret for sure, but there's like a million more things where I'm like, I nailed it. Oh my god, I'm a genius. Thank god.
Yeah, totally.
It's true. What's your out to lunch thing?
Oh yeah.
I have a couple of out to lunches.
Shift because we can.
Oh yeah, yeah. Shift because you can. I would say for me, what's out to lunch is I feel like I'm spreading my insomnia issue to Rachel.
Oh,
No. This is because I didn't drink enough water and I had Adderall yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And Adderall I just was, like, generally, like,
Rachel
anxious.
Didn't go to sleep until 8 a.m., and that's, like, kind of a Sarah Hennessy vibe.
Don't worry about that. That's totally my responsibility. I did not take care of myself yesterday.
Okay, well, I want this to be a restful home, and I don't want you to have to be plagued by the disease I have. The other thing is, whenever I get my nails done, I don't go to a cool nail place that does interesting stuff. They just do kind of straight up stuff. So I can only ever pick red.
Red's a classic.
Or blue.
I think that's good, Sarah.
But I literally, there's all the colors of the rainbow, but I can only go with one or two colors. And if I don't, and if I go with anything else, I hate it. But then I also feel like I want to live it up.
You should get like a French manicure, but have them do the tip in like red or blue. I love doing that.
Whoa.
It looks really cool.
Where are you
cool.
going for that?
Like, you can go anywhere. Anywhere there's a French manicure. But just, you want clear on the nail bed and then red on the tip.
I want to get the dip ones where it's like kind of they add extra nail and like, I want to.
Gel X?
I want to be a fierce bitch.
Okay, yeah. My coworker told me that
I want people to look at my nails and go, she fucks good.
Yeah. Or like when you like cat.
You should write, I fuck good on your nails.
Yeah. Oh, these nails, they just fuck good.
And then the people will be like, she fucks good.
Fuck good. You got enough nails for it? Fuck good.
Yo.
Oh my God, that's a good knuckle tat.
Fuck good. Oh my God, you're right.
Wow. Or you can switch it around.
Good fuck.
Good fuck.
Oh my God.
Or you can just say, I'm good. Or if someone's like, how are you? And you just go, like, fuck.
Oh my God.
Wait, those are amazing knuckle tats. I'm going to do that.
Okay, no, cool.
I'll teach myself stick and poke and we can practice.
Yay.
The other thing that's out to lunch for me, I'm really piling on all my issues here, but.
Hey, girl, be real.
I am actually feel embarrassed about how much IKEA furniture we have.
IKEA furniture is fucking back. Everyone's buying like 80s IKEA furniture and they're selling it for so much money.
What do you
money.
Think about that table? What do you think about these couches though?
They're to comfortable me, and they work.
To yeah. me, it's all good.
It's fine.
You can get a different table and stuff and it'll change everything.
This is what I would like, and I think we have the perfect guest here to speak on this. I want to be a Facebook, I want to have Facebook marketplace patience. Can you tell us a little bit about a couple of your favorite purchases and how they came about and how the patience comes into play?
Okay,
please.
So I would say that my favorite thing I have, I actually didn't get on Facebook Marketplace. I got it on trashnothing.com or .net where people like post. It looks like a forum. And this guy was giving away this huge 2x3 foot mirror. That mirror I have that hangs above like that the bar in my house that you guys have seen.
It.
Sorry to our listeners. I got that for free in Queens. I just drove and picked it up from this guy. And like, then that was, I feel like that was special. That was like, you don't see that every day on there.
But that's where the patience comes in, right? You got to be able to.
You have a car? Yeah.
I did have a car at the time. And I think it's harder without a car because you have to like either rent a car or just pay for delivery.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't know. I
Ubered my dresser here and it was so annoying.
I know. Better than having a car.
Yeah, I have a few friends that would help me pick up a couple of choice items. I feel like I'm pretty locked in with some quality relationships. Where people would be willing to go on a weird adventure with me.
Me too.
Marissa let us borrow her car for like when I moved last. Or 2 months ago, and that was like insanely helpful because I got a bunch of chairs and shit. But my second favorite thing from Facebook Marketplace is we got a couch. It was $600, but it was originally like a $3,000 room and board couch, and it's like totally fine. Sat on it.
I sat on it. It's kind of like a blush. Nice.
It's comfy. I've slept on it. Yeah, it's blush. It's like
Dusty Rose.
Yeah, Dusty Rose.
You heard it here first.
We looked at so many bad fucking. You have to wait. You have to have patience, which is really hard.
It's like hunting.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting in like the hedges, but I don't want anybody to die. But I like the idea of like shooting a couch.
Okay. You should set up alerts for the couch, kind of couch you want. And then Facebook will like ping you when
this is a weird shaped room. This is the problem. It's like I would love a huge conversation L couch, like a huge.
I see that.
Or but not just like an L. I want like a cool, comfy, cozy, somehow also 70s style.
I feel like
does
you
that
can
exist?
Find, I feel like that exists.
I want it to feel like a conversation pit. Like,
and like Dobbin Street Co-op always has amazing stuff. It's a
they
little
have
more
such,
expensive.
Yeah.
But
and then
they
I want a round
cool
I want a round table for our kitchen for eating food style. And I want it to be able to somehow magically fit more than two chairs in this room.
Yeah.
So that way we can have a nice dinner with people here.
You can get one that like extends maybe.
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
A
in the middle.
Extra card table. I'm surveying the room. I mean, I feel like you guys have it set up in such a nice, amazing way.
Really?
Like, yeah,
I love your house. I think it's honestly, it's like, I think it's because I went to somebody's apartment that was really nice and I thought, oh my God, the old story, the prince and the pauper? I thought to myself, I'm the goddamn pauper.
That's not true. You guys have,
no,
amazing
you have an amazing
apartment.
Life.
I sometimes I think I have good taste, but then when I see somebody with excellent taste, I'm like, don't look at me.
No. I'm ugly.
Okay, I also feel like I have talked about my boyfriend already on this podcast, but here I'm going to do it again.
She loves the fact that she has a boyfriend.
I love it.
Another bi girl like with a boyfriend.
I wish you had a million. I wish you had a million boyfriends.
Another bi girl with a boyfriend alert. Oh, Zach Schiffman's going to love that.
Zach Schiffman, if you hear this, I wasn't at your show and I didn't say that. and we're all famously talking about his clip. That's really funny. Zach Schiffman, I think you're funny. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. He is addicted to luxury goods. If we want a shelf, he's always like, how about this one? It's Danish teak wood and it has to ship from fucking Antarctica and it's $500. And I'm like, we're not going to spend $500 on a shelf. Like, please stop doing that. But he's obsessed with just looking at that stuff. And he has really good, his taste is really good for that. He's the patience to look.
Well, you know, and also with my bedroom furniture, too, I think there's a couple of things I'd like to replace. I think it's about time. And you know,
you're in the perfect position because you already have the stuff you need. And
I just want to upgrade. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, you ever since Butter came up, you've had a real calming effect on all of us.
Oh my God.
That was like ASMR vibes. That was like, I want that monologue snippet was just like clouds passing by, like visually.
And like your head, your disembodied head kind of coming down from the clouds.
And going
green
butter.
Screen style.
It's so good.
Butter. Okay, what is your favorite thing to put butter on, guys?
Toast. No, that's not true. Biscuits.
Popcorn.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, you want on something hot so it melts.
I think something mine fluffy. Is so good.
I would.
It's so fluffy.
But tell me.
Okay, mine is
we're at an hour.
Sourdough bread.
Sourdough bread toast. We're done now. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, no, I forgot to look. We're at 57 minutes.
Okay, you know what? We got to wrap this up. We could, honestly, the girls could be squawking all night long.
You better believe it.
So we're going to go ahead and put a pin in it. I want to encourage everybody to follow Claire Austin Smith on Insta, on TikTok, on Twitter. Well, you know what? Hit her up on Facebook Marketplace as well while you're at
it. Send me a lamp. I need one.
Get a teak wood.
Yeah. Danish. Not only are you a hilarious comedian, but you're a beautiful friend and neighbor.
Oh, aww, I love Claire.
And we love you so much. I find that you're very generous.
Just crying.
And also, when you have a really nice touch. When you touch people, it's really warm and you kind of do. You do a nice hand rub on the back, and it's really like it feels beautiful.
Oh
so
my God.
Thanks for having. I know your mom does Reiki. Maybe that has something to do with it. But you have a good touch.
Wow. Well, this is amazing. I've never guested in such a warm, welcoming way.
Yeah,
we love you, girl.
We love you. Okay, everybody.
Bye.
Smell you later, motherfucker.